建安二十四年。
Born in 24 year.
公元219年襄樊战役。
Battle of Xianyang 219 AD.
这是三国历史上最奇怪的一场仗。
This is the strangest battle in the history of the Three Kingdoms.
不是因为他打得精彩。
Not because of the wonderful performance he made.
而是仗打了半年。
Instead, the war lasted for half a year.
蜀汉的援军
The troops of Shu Han
从头到尾都没有出现过。
There were no instances of it.
关羽在前线
Guan Yu was in the front line.
从潍坊城到水淹七军威震华夏
From Weifen City to the water-flooded emperor, his power shook the entire country.
再到被徐晃击破退守麦城
Then he was defeated and retreated from Mars City.
最后在临沮被东吴小将马忠擒杀
Finally, Lin Ju was captured and killed by the young Wu soldier Marshall.
这中间首尾长达半年之久
This period lasted for half a year.
成都方面一兵一卒都没派出来
The Chengdu side didn't send out any soldiers or officers.
直到关羽父子人头落地
Until Guan Yu's father and son's heads landed.
援军依然在路上步
The reinforcements were still on their way.
根本就没有上路
There is no way to go.
今天咱们就聊一个被无数人追问了两千年
Today, we're going to discuss a question that has been asked by countless people for 2,000 years,
却从来没被正面回答过的问题。
But it has never been answered directly.
诸葛亮
Usually, Anne.
为什么不去救关羽
Why didn't you go to rescue Guan Yu?
我们先搞清楚一件事。
Let's first clarify one thing.
刘备有没有下令救援
Did Liu Bei order rescue?
有三国志记载的很清楚
According to the historical records in the Three Kingdoms
关羽发动襄樊战役的大方向是刘备拍板的自刘备取益州从曹操手中夺得汉中之后
The main direction of Guan Yu's attack on Xianyang was decided by Liu Bei after Liu Bei had taken Yangzhou from Cao Cao and then seized Han.
形势一片大好。
The situation is very good.
过去的刘备看见曹操非常害怕。
In the past, Liu Bei was very afraid of Cao Cao.
凡是和曹操打仗必败。
Anyone who fights against Cao Cao will surely lose.
但自从黄忠刀劈夏侯渊
But since Wang Zhang slashed at Sire Hu Yuan,
刘备破天荒
Liu Bei, for the first time,
第一次正面打败了曹操
The first time I defeated Cao Cao.
从曹操手中夺取了汉中之后
After taking Hanzhong from Cao Cao,
刘备就抖起来了。
Liu Bei laughed,
自称汉中王和曹操并驾齐驱
claiming to be equal to Emperor Han and Cao Cao,
不顾蜀汉国力弱小
ignoring the weak and small state of Shu Han,
马上命令关羽主动出击
immediately ordered Guan Yu to attack,
攻打曹魏军事重镇
Attack the key military figures of Cao Wei
相反
On the contrary
隆中队的战略是守住荆州等天下有变再出兵
The strategy of the Longzhong army was to hold the city of Jingzhou and other areas and to come out to fight only when there was a change in the situation
但刘备等不及了
But Liu Bei was impatient.
诸葛亮提了隆中
Usually Yang mentioned the Longzhong plan.
对
Okay.
但他没有阻止
But he didn't stop.
刘备下令
Liu ordered.
也没有阻止。
Nothing stopped it.
关羽出兵，三国志正文及裴松之注里。
Warren Yu, with his troops, appeared in the Romance of the Three Kingdoms and in the biography of Pei Songshai.
找不到诸葛亮的任何一句劝谏。
I can't find any advice from Zhu Jiang.
他选择了沉默。
He chose silence.
那问题来了。
That's the problem.
刘备命令关羽打襄樊，难道他不关心前线的进展吗？
Liu Bei ordered Guan Yu to attack Xianyang. Didn't he not care about the progress of the front lines?
肯定关心，襄樊战役。
Definitely care about the battle of Xianyang.
在建安24年7月打响，到12月。
From July to December of the 24th year of Xianyang.
关羽被杀。
Guan Yu was killed.
前后整整半年。
For a whole 6 months,
蜀汉作为一个完整的新兴政权
，as a complete and emerging political entity,
不可能没有任何信息渠道。
There must be some information channels.
从成都到前线，直线距离约1500里。
The direct distance from Chengdu to the front line is about 1,500 miles.
实际行军走蜀道，一个月左右能到半年时间，够情报，来回跑好几趟。
It takes about a month to march, but it takes about 6 months to reach the destination. This time is enough for intelligence to be sent back and forth several times.
够援军从成都走到荆州好几个来回。
The army of the Yuan dynasty traveled back and forth between Chengdu and Jingzhou several times.
但成都就是没有任何动作。
But Chengdu just remained still.
为什么翻遍三国志和相关史料？
Why go through the romance of the three kingdoms and related historical records?
所有人都沉默了。
Everyone was silent.
正史没有给出答案。
The historical records do not provide an answer.
但时间本身就是一个巨大的破绽。
But time itself is a huge loophole.
近代国学大师章太炎曾经提出过一个石破天惊的观点。
A renowned scholar of modern Chinese, Zhang Taiyan, once proposed a groundbreaking idea.
章太炎的原话是
Zhang Taiyan said,
关羽镇守荆州，手握重兵，骄狂不可一世。
Warren Yu, stationed in Jizhou, held a large army and was arrogant and overconfident.
不但刘备死后将难以对付。
Not only did Liu Bei's death make the situation even more difficult to handle.
即使刘备健在，诸葛亮也很难越过关羽，摄取更大的权力。
Even if Liu Bei was more capable than Zhu Jiang, he still couldn't surpass Guan Yu and seize more power.
所以诸葛亮宁可丢失荆州，也要假无人之手。
Therefore, Zhu Jiang would rather lose Jingzhou than create a false appearance of control.
除掉关羽，这个判断太重了。
Judging Guan Yu is too harsh.
但章太炎的推论不是凭空来的。
But Zhang Taiyan's conclusions were not arbitrary.
上海大学历史系教授朱子燕把这个观点推进了一步。
Professor Zhu Ziyuan of the History Department of Shanghai University further developed this point.
他指出
He pointed out that
诸葛亮在整个北伐决策和执行过程中
In the entire process of the northern expedition, Zhu Jiang played a crucial role.
没有负起自己作为军师的职责
Did not fulfill the responsibility of a strategist.
他明知关羽攻取襄樊
He knew that Guan Yu would attack in the opposite direction.
条件不成熟。
The conditions are not mature.
完全违背了隆中队提出的等待时机两路分兵的规划。
Completely deviated from the two-pronged strategy proposed by Long Zhong, waiting for the opportunity to split the forces.
但一个字都没有劝，以诸葛亮的谨慎。
But I didn't persuade him to be cautious like Zhu Ziyang.
这一次沉默是他一生中最大破绽。
This sinking was the biggest flaw in his life.
那问题来了。
That's the problem.
关羽是什么时候发现对劲的？
When did Guan Yu realize something?
不是被徐晃击败的时候。
It wasn't when Zhu Huang defeated him.
那还早，是吕蒙白衣渡江，南郡失守之后。
That was when Lu Meng, after losing the county of Jiangnan, was still in white robes.
史书记载，
Historical records show,
吕蒙渡江之后
after Lu Meng crossed the river,
极其精锐地策划了一整套封锁策略。
A highly skilled team meticulously planned a comprehensive lockdown strategy.
不仅占公安，取江陵。
Not only did he win the battle of Jingling,
稳住后
hold on,
陆逊同时领兵收取夷陵，缺归。陆逊攻取夷陵之后，就死锁了三峡出口。蜀汉
After Lu Zun successfully attacked Yiling, he was trapped in the Three Gorges and could not attack Shu Han.
即便真的有援军
Even if there really is a reinforcement,
也不可能再飞过三峡进入荆州。
It is also impossible to fly over the Three Gorges and enter Jingzhou.
也就是说
That is to say,
在吕蒙动手的那一刻
At the moment when Lu Meng took action,
蜀汉想救也救不了了。
Zhu Han wanted to save it, but it couldn't be saved.
但如果在此以前
But if before this,
在战役开始的七月
In July, the battle began.
甚至在关羽水淹七军大胜的八月
Even in August, when the story of the water flood defeating the emperor was told,
成都能提前派出一支部队
Chengdu can dispatch a team in advance.
哪怕是一支偏师
Even a small, independent company.
或许是另外一番结局
Perhaps it's a different ending.
但成都什么也没有做。
But Chengdu did nothing.
而这个时候
At this time,
诸葛亮的沉默被进一步细化。
The silence of Zhu Ziyang was further refined.
关羽败走麦城。
Guan Yu flees from Maocheng.
诸葛亮得知之后
After hearing the news, Zhu Ziyang,
没有派任何援军
No reinforcements were dispatched.
他误判局势，认为
He misjudged the situation and thought that
临近的刘峰和孟达会主动前去支援
The nearby Liu Feng and Meng Dar will proactively provide support.
但事实上
But in fact
刘峰和孟达与关羽不和
Liu Feng and Meng Dar were not in harmony with Guan Yu.
几乎人尽皆知。
Almost everyone knows.
身为军师的诸葛亮做出这样的误判根本不合理。
It is unreasonable for Zhu Ziyang as a strategist to make such a misjudgment.
于是
So,
关于诸葛亮的沉默后世
Regarding the later stories of Zhu Ziyang,
形成了两种截然不同的解释。
This led to two completely different interpretations.
第一种解释是
The first explanation is
鞭长莫及
Too long to reach.
持这种观点的人认为
Those who hold this view believe that
蜀汉军队当时极度分散。
The Shu Han army was at that time extremely scattered.
汉中主力刚刚结束。
The main force of Hanzhong has just ended.
战争需要休整补充一周。
War needs a week to rest and replenish.
内部需要住房。
Internal needs housing.
实在抽不出多少能机动的野战军。关羽在荆州前期的攻势太顺利了。
It's really hard to find a group of passionate and capable soldiers like Warren Yu who can make a significant impact on the battlefield. The initial offensive in Jizhou was too smooth.
顺利到让成都产生了战略误判。
Successfully fooled Chengdu into making a strategic misjudgment.
谁能想到呢？
Who would have thought?
被关羽水淹七军打得抬不起头的曹仁居然能反包围。
The Cao Ren, who was surrounded by Guan Yu's seven armies and could not lift his head, was still able to counter encircle.
在背后搞外交动作的孙权。
The cunning Sun Quan, who was maneuvering behind the scenes,
竟然会在此时突然翻脸。
Suddenly, he turned against me.
等到前线的消息传到成都。
Once the news from the front lines reaches Chengdu,
一切全完了。
Everything is finished.
这个解释听上去合理。
This explanation sounds reasonable.
但经不起更深层的推敲。
But it couldn't withstand further scrutiny.
从建安24年7月出兵到12月关羽被杀。
From the 24th year of Jiren and to December, Guan Yu was killed.
整整六个月。
Exactly 6 months.
不是六天。
Not 6 days.
哪怕蜀道再难走。
Even if the road to Shu is difficult to travel,
前锋
forward,
赤候总能跑一个来回吧。
Could the Red King always run back and forth?
何况那是在三国的蜀川。
Moreover, this is in the three kingdoms of Shu.
不是没有前哨和驿站的蛮荒之地。
There are not only wild lands with outposts and stations,
这就引出了第二种解释。
This leads to a second explanation.
诸葛亮的沉默不是来不及。
Zhu Liang's silence is not because he's too late.
而是经过考量的被动选择。
Instead, it is a carefully considered passive choice.
诸葛亮有他不能明说的处境。
Zhu Liang was in a situation that he could not reveal.
建安24年5月。
In the 5th month of the 24th year of Jianan,
刘备刚刚打完汉中之战。
Liu Bei had just finished the Battle of Hanzhong.
心力交瘁。
Exhausted.
七月迫不及待。
July is coming soon.
在塔阳称汉中。
In Taryan called Hanzhong.
王紧接着带着文武百官风风光光地回成都修缮驿道。
Wang immediately followed, bringing with him a group of officials and scholars to Chengdu to repair and restore the ancient Taoist temples.
新建馆舍，举国上下正沉浸在称王建国的狂喜之中。
The newly built stadium has caused a frenzy of celebration across the country as the team has achieved victory.
关羽在前线水淹七军斩庞德擒于禁曹魏的荆州刺史。
Warren Yu was a general in the front line who defeated the Qin dynasty and killed Peng De, a general of the Jin dynasty, in the Battle of the Water. He was also the governor of Jingzhou in the Jin dynasty. Cao Wai,
胡修，南乡太守。
Hu Shi, magistrate of Taishan.
复方纷纷投降。
Multiple factions surrender.
实在威震华夏，连。
Truly, it is a great wonder in China.
曹操都想迁都躲避锋芒。
Cao Cao wanted to relocate the capital to avoid the threat.
整个成都的全部注意力都集中在刘备称王的喜庆和关羽大胜的捷报上。
All the attention in Chengdu was focused on Liu Bei's claim to the throne and Guan Yu's triumphant victory.
没人想到失败。
No one thought of failure.
更没人敢在这样欢腾的氛围里去提醒刘备。
No one dared to remind Liu Bei in such a joyful atmosphere.
关羽兵力不足。
With insufficient troops, Guan Yu...
后方不稳
Rear is unstable
该收手了
I'm dead
而关羽这个人本来就难以驾驭
And Guan Yu was already difficult to control
史书记载
Historical records show
诸葛亮在刚出山时
When Zhuge Liang first emerged from the mountains
关羽就曾直接表明对他不服
Guan Yu had directly expressed his disagreement.
甚至扬言
Even threatened.
如果诸葛亮献计
If Zhuge Liang offers advice,
吴用会直接针对他发难
Wu Yang will directly attack him.
孙刘联盟破裂的直接导火索
The direct trigger for the collapse of the Sun-Liu alliance.
是孙权派人为儿子求婚
It was a proposal made by Sun Quan for his son.
关羽的女儿。关羽不但不许婚。
Guan Yu's daughter, Guan Yu, was not allowed to marry.
还骂辱孙权来使，孙权大怒。
He also scolded and insulted Sun Quan, which made Sun Quan very angry.
这一骂
is curse.
等于亲手把已经出现裂痕的孙刘联盟彻底摔碎了。
Effectively shattered the Sun-Liu alliance, which had already developed cracks.
而诸葛亮毕生外交战略的基础，就是联吴抗曹关羽的脾气和诸葛亮战略规划，本来就是冲突的。
And the foundation of Zhuge Liang's lifelong diplomatic strategy was the conflict between Wu and Cao, and Zhuge Liang's strategic planning was originally based on conflict.
荆州内部也不是铁板。
The interior of Jingzhou is not impenetrable.
一块南郡太守糜芳公安守。
A secret recipe of the magistrate of Nan County.
将傅士仁和关羽素来不和。关羽出兵后
傅士仁 and Guan Yu have always been in conflict. After Guan Yu went out to fight,
两人共计军资拖延推诿。
Both of them colluded with the military and civilian authorities to delay and evade.
关羽撂下一句，回去再收拾你们。
Guan Yu said, I'll deal with you later.
这句话
This sentence
把糜芳和傅士仁吓得心生恐惧
Scared to death.
孙权稍加引诱
With a little persuasion.
两人就开门降吴。关羽在荆州待了这么多年
Two people were discussing that kind man who had been in Jingzhou for so many years.
没有经营起他所信得过的后方班底
Without the support of his former colleagues,
反而把身边一个个原本可以团结的力量全推到了对立面
Instead, it pushed all the original forces that could have been united into opposition
诸葛亮不会逼关羽
Zhuge Liang will not force Guan Yu
也逼不了一个连刘备都管不住的关羽
He couldn't even control Guan Yu, who was even under Liu Bei's control.
所以北伐发动之后
Therefore, after the northern expedition,
他的角色从一开始就很微妙。
His role was very subtle from the beginning.
他不能反对北伐。
He cannot oppose the northern expedition.
因为这是汉中王亲自主导的命令。
Because this was an order issued by the king of Han himself.
他 他也不能直接指挥。
He also couldn't directly command.
关羽，因为关羽。
关羽。
只听刘备的。
Only listen to Liu Bei.
于是，一个非常尴尬的局面。
This created a very awkward situation.
出现了，关云长在前线。
There was a mention of Guan Yu in the front line.
浴血奋战。
Fighting with blood.
孤军。
Solitary.
深入。张飞。
Explore Shangfei.
在蜀中严防待命。
Strictly guard and beyond standby in Sichuan.
刘备忙于称。
Liu Bei was busy with his claim.
王建国。
Huang Jian.
诸葛亮则在成都坐镇。
Zhu Liang, on the other hand, remained in Chengdu to oversee the operation.
后方没有任何人被明确指定为荆州战区的后方联络协调人。蜀汉在体制上没有设置一个连接前线和后方的紧急调度中枢。
There is no specific person designated as a liaison coordinator for the Jingju area. The Shu Han does not have a central emergency dispatch system to connect the front lines and the rear.
这是一个结构性漏洞。
This is a structural.
襄樊战役打了半年。
The Battle of Xianyang lasted for half a year.
不是没有时间救。
There is still time to save.
而是这个新生政权根本没有一套在领导人被胜利冲昏头脑时。
Instead, this new government has no system in place to prevent leaders from being blinded by victory.
还能正常运转的应急指挥系统。
Emergency command systems that can still function normally.
所以诸葛亮为什么见死不救？
So why did Zhu Liang fail to save the situation?
或许他最清楚。
Perhaps he knows best.
只要再给他一年时间。
If I give him another year.
让他帮助刘备稳住大局。
Let him help Liu Bei maintain the overall situation.
让他把手上的行政班底整合完毕。
Let him consolidate the administrative staff.
诸葛亮和他身后的蜀汉智囊团就不会让这一仗打成这样。
Zhu Liang and his team of strategists in Shu would never have let this battle turn out this way.
但历史不等人。
But history doesn't wait for anyone.
关羽出兵时。
When Guan Yu went to war,
蜀汉才刚刚拿到汉中。
Shu Han had just attained Hanzhong.
还没来得及站稳脚跟。吕蒙偷袭时。
Before he could even get his footing, Lu Meng launched a surprise attack.
蜀汉的驿道还在修。情报还在走。
The righteousness of Shu Han is still being used, and the intelligence is still being collected.
孙权反目时
When Sun Quan was in power
蜀汉的外交还没有回过神
Zhu Han's diplomacy had not yet recovered
刘备称
Liu Bei said
王时整个政权才刚刚有了一个国家该有的喘气机会
At this time, the entire government had just had a chance to breathe
但马上就要应对一场全面战争
Up we are about to face a full-scale war.
根本来不及。
There was no time.
这五个月，从形势一片大好的七月，到一切荡然无存的。
These 5 months have gone from a good situation in July to a complete collapse.
十二月。
December.
蜀汉的反应慢了。
The reaction of Shu Han was slow.
整整五个月。
Exactly 5 months.
刘备慢了一步。
Liu Bei was a step behind.
关羽冲得猛了一步。
Guan Yu charged forward with a mighty stride.
孙权快了一步。
Sun Quan is fast.
一步一步差，步步差。
step by step, step by step.
等到诸葛亮想救，关将军的马蹄声已经消失在了临沮的芦苇荡里。
By the time Zhuge Liang had thought about saving Guan Yu's horse, the sound of its hooves had already disappeared into the reeds of the neighboring village.
最后问大家一个问题。
Finally, I ask everyone a question.
你觉得诸葛亮在关羽失荆州这件事上
？What do you think about Zhuge Liang's role in Liu Bei's loss of Jingzhou?
到底是力挽狂澜
？It's about turning the tide.
而不得
？But it cannot be.
还是从一开始就选择了沉默旁观？评论区聊聊。
I decided to remain silent and observe the comments section instead.